Blog Talk Radio.
Miss P and Lady Twinkles is on the line tonight, you know, with Sensual Reconstruction. Okay, and we're about to bring it to you in a second. I just wanted to touch on a point real quick because I've been getting a lot of, you know, talk from people saying that I used to talk about things that were current in the news, and now I don't even do that. I just jump right into the show. I just wanted to address that for a second, and the reason why I haven't really been doing that is because the news is depressing. Okay, and I really don't want to, no, seriously, Lady Twinkles, the news is depressing, okay? Every time I look at it, I want to drink, okay? It's like people are, you know, the Trayvon Martin case, for instance, the tornadoes that are devastating, like, the communities and killing up people, the police slayings, you know, like, little kids are being murdered, people are being murdered. It's like, who wants to watch the news and then talk about that every beginning of the show? So I stopped doing that because it depresses me. It changed my state of mind, and then I'm, like, going forward with the show, but I'm really not happy because now I'm dwelling on all the stuff that I just addressed. So I really don't want to do that. They have the news for that. So whatever state you live in, they have local news. So stay in tune to that. And when you guys stay in tune to Lady Twinkles, Dr. Sue, you know, Uptown 145, and all our beautiful guests or, you know, that coming on the show, Let's stay on some positive note. Let's keep it clean in that nature because of the simple fact that we need somewhere that we can go to stay informed and stay happy. So without further ado, I want to introduce Lady Twinkles. How you doing tonight?
Hi, sexies. How is everyone tonight?
Okay, hopefully did y'all hear that? Sexies. I love it. That's like a whole new word. Hey, sexies. With a Z or an S, Lady Twinkles?
It depends on the day of the week.
It could possibly be either or, okay? And it might even be the letter C. So y'all have to pay attention to that. So stay attuned. So today, would it be the C, the Z, or apostrophe S, okay? Depends on the mood. So what is our topic tonight, Lady Twinkles?
We're going to touch on something that everyone seems to have had an experience with. When great sex or real good sex goes bad.
That's it.
And
I just say, all over again. I said, I'm speechless. Speechless.
And it's happened to so many, so often. It's really, it's an epidemic. We need to address it.
It's running rampant. Guys, lock your windows. Bad sex is trying to break into your homes and destroy your relationship. It is taking people hostage as we speak. Call 911 if you notice any prowling by your windows or outside your doors, okay? Okay, bad sex is coming. It's coming fast, so beware, okay?
Yes, and it's taking your libido with it. Not good. Not good at all.
So what are the things that, you know, do this to people? You know,
bottom.
Cause them to, you know, to be just like awesome, and then all of a sudden just so bad. What's happening besides it? You know, it breaking into your house and stealing your libido. What else? What else is it that, you know, plays case in that?
The thing is, we think and overthink too much. So a lot of times, you know, people are taking all the other things that's going on in their lives into their bedroom, and that's a big problem. Then we also have people who, they get bored. People seriously get bored. Remember when you first start off, you just meet the person, the fire is there, you're getting those butterflies in your stomach, you can't stop thinking about them, you know, you wake, you your breath, everything. All you want to do is to be in this person's presence. Everything is on point because that's your courting period. You're just getting to know them, you know. Then you get to know them and stuff is still nice and tight, you know, it's beautiful. You enjoy those nice little walks. You'll go to the corner store and be giggling all the way there and having a ball with your partner. And then, you know, a couple of years roll down the road, and you can't stand the sight of them, you know, and for a lot of different reasons. Some people grow out of lust or out of love with their partners. Some people just simply don't want to be with them, you know, and it's not that they don't love them. It's probably that they're not in love with them. And a lot of times we have to spend some time defining those two things. They're separate, and they're very much so not equal. I can be in love with many people, but I can be in love with only certain people. So you have where, you know, people, they grow out of love. People are tired. People are inexperienced. People are doing it wrong. Plain talk, bad manners, they're doing it wrong. You know, we have people sticking things in, you know, in the wrong spot, sending people shooting to the ceiling because they put it in the wrong place, you know. And once again, we have that whole problem that we've spoken about many times on the show of communication. People are not talking about what they want, what they need, how they want, how they need it, what makes them tick, what doesn't. What makes them squirm? What makes them come? What does not? How to go about doing it? It's all about a conversation, and that's why we're here tonight.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, just to add to that a little bit, you know, it could be, like she said, a series of things. Communication, of course, we all know that, the infamous ones. But, you know, I was, you know, when I knew what the topic of the show was going to be, I kind of like asked a few people along the way until the show actually aired. And they, you know, brought up what they thought kind of contributed to that, which was like weight gain or weight loss.
Yes.
Because some people are attracted to you when you are a certain weight, whether it's big or small. It could be a turn off for the individual. Changing your hairstyle, changing.
We were gonna touch on all of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because there's different sections that I want to go through. But go ahead, give me what you got.
Okay, and you know, I mean, personally, I just think that really everybody's not sexually compatible. I want to wait, you know, kind of, you know, weigh that down a little bit because of the simple fact that just because you are in lust of a person, because the first thing we see is the outer exterior of the individual. We don't know what they're working with until we're actually working with them. But a lot of times it's just the eye catcher. And then once you get to that position, it's just not what you, you know, your expectancy of what, you know, the whole situation was. And I think that for me and my experience with that is basically because I was just like, oh, look at that. I want that. I want that. And I was so excited to have all these different expectations that I kind of set myself up. Because where I wanted it to go, it didn't go, and then I thought it was bad sex. But who's to say it was bad sex? Because somebody somewhere enjoyed having sex with that person at some point in time. It's just some people are just not compatible.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only so much are they not compatible, they don't take time to find out if they're compatible or not. You know, and I am all for if, you know, as adults you make decisions. If you're going to have a jump off, but just make sure that it remains just a jump off. When you try to take a jump off, and it works occasionally, but there are times where if you try to go from the jump off mode into a relationship mode, you realize that, you know what, when it's a 10-15 minute affair, when it's a 10 minute to an hour long lustful experience, that works. But the minute you have to have a conversation with this person later on, got to have a problem. The minute you have to turn around and look and see them lying there, breathing in your face, you know, getting up, using the bathroom, their bathroom habits may not be the same. I mean, it's a variety of things. And if people take time to get to know each other, then you won't have that problem as often. It may not stop, but you may not have it as often. You know?
Right. Yeah, well, I know number one on the list, if anybody's trying to get with Miss P, definitely you cannot have bad breath.
Oh,
okay?
Lord.
Because imagine, like, hey, you want to kiss me with that breath, really? Like, no mint, no toothpaste, halitosis
no,
all the
what?
Way.
I must,
like,
I am one for, I people who know me know body odor, bad breath, bad teeth. That's a major turnoff for me, you know. Now, I understand that in the morning when you get up, chances are, depending on what you had in your mouth the night before, it might be a little, you know, it might be a little tart, but that I could deal with. However, if we're talking about a halitosis moment that keeps going and going and going, we need some medical attention and you need to find somebody else. Because you know, honestly, I can't do bad breath. It's too much. It's
yeah,
my emotions.
Right, exactly. And when you know, I just want to touch on hygiene a little bit further. Outside of just like the breath, it's also hygienic in reference to like grooming and in reference to like doctor visits regularly. You know what I mean? Because that's huge for me at all times. And it may not be for everyone because you know, you look at something that looks good on the outside, but you don't know what's working in the inside. I'm scared to death to go down for that reason. You understand? Like, I enjoy sex, and I love it, and I will do it all day, every day. I will take off work. I have done that now. I just wanted to put that out there and keep it real. Like, I have to cancel clients to stay home to have sex, but I don't want to, like, jeopardize my life to have sex. I'll jeopardize my money, but not my life.
Ladies, have you ever tried to lick sweaty balls, you know, or, you know, fellas and ladies, have you ever tried, number one, licking sweaty balls, licking, you know, codfish? When I was younger,
codfish.
I heard a woman call her daughter, her vagina, she called it starfish. Now, at least in the Caribbean, we call it starfish, but some people, they call it codfish. Now, young, didn't know better. I'm like, oh, okay, so I don't know why they call it that, but it may smell like codfish. Now, ladies, if your vagina, let's go through the names you want to call it. If you want to call it your vagina, your pussy, your whatever else you want to call it, if it smells like any type of fish to you, maybe you're past the stages of just a bath or a shower. Maybe you need to go to the doctor and get a checkup, because there are things that happen to some people's bodies that create those smells. So, you know, make sure you know your body. And if you're not getting regular checkups and you want people to keep going down on you, understand that there may be something lurking between those lips why they don't want to, you know. Guys, make sure you wash not only your shaft, but you want to get behind the shaft and, you know, clean those balls too, you know, and that booty, you know. Make sure you're getting it all. And, you know, grooming is key. For some guys, you know, you're spending half of your day looking for it because he has so much bush there. Ladies, you too. There's no logical explanation in 2012 why a woman should have a forest growing between her legs. No explanation. Not only so much that, it's inexcusable. Now, I'm not saying to shave it all off, because some men don't want that, you know, to look at something that has been, you know, Brazilianized, and it's so clean that, you know, it looks like a child. Some men don't want that. Some women don't want that. But you want to be able to at least trim it down. At least don't have them looking for it. You know, so spend some time with grooming and make sure, once again, drink a lot of water. What you're putting into your body is coming out in your bodily fluids. If you're eating too much saltfish, chances are places may start to smell like saltfish. That's my accent coming out a little bit.
No, that's totally fine. And also, you know, I just think that it's kind of crazy how people are not in tune to, like, regular checkups, one, whether it's the dentist or the doctor or whatever. And in aside from all of that, like, if someone is going to have sex with you when you know it's not right, or you're going to try to have sex with someone when you know that you have a situation going on, it's just not right. You need to really sit down and evaluate yourself, because, you know, going to have sex with someone when you know something is going on down there and letting them go down on you is just not cool. Like, whatever it is y'all going to do, just make sure that when you do it safely, and you do make sure that the person is hygienically in check versus, hey, it's
so
I seize the moment.
You want to make sure that you're practicing safer sex. I don't care what is your definition of it, even if you have to, like, have it in a garbage bag. I don't care what your definition of it is, but you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself at all times, at all costs. Yes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, you mess up, but you've got to make sure that you get yourself tested, do all the other little things that, you know, you've got to take care of you. Because at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, I love me and my organs and my body more than anybody in the world can love it for me. You know,
I know that's
so
right.
That's, you know, love yourself.
Definitely. So what are some of the other things outside of bad breath, outside of gaining weight, outside of, you know, communication, what are some of the other things? Because it has to have a list. If anybody has anything that they want to add to this, it's 818-495-6975. Tune in, and, you know, we are willing and love to have your feedback on this topic, because, you know, I'm sure you have something to add to this just in case we're missing something. But what are the other things?
Well, one of the things is, you know, people don't let sex and intimacy happen. They spend so much time, like, you know, just kind of protecting themselves from probably getting hurt. From probably, you know, falling too hard for a person, that they actually just cut off their nose to basically spite themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so they start thinking so much of the end result, and I speak of this all the time. Stop thinking so much of the orgasm. If you're doing your job and you're doing it well, the orgasm will come, literally, come. But if you spend so much time trying to get there, you take away from everything else that you're doing. You're not enjoying the moment. Not only so much that, when you stop thinking about it so much, anxiety creates some pre-stuff, okay? For example, guy meets this girl. He's trying to put it on her. You know, the anxiety has been building. It's building. She's talking a really good game. It's building up. They eventually get into an intimate situation, and what happens? Within less than two thrusts, he's done, you know, and you want to know why. Okay, we let that one slide because it was anxiety. But he doesn't tell you that, you know, in reality, he doesn't know how to hold it right. He doesn't know how to wait for his partner. He doesn't know how to, you know, keep a sustained erection long enough that lasts more than 2.2 minutes and 36 seconds. From a case study that I did, right? So you want to make sure that, you know, that you understand what's going on. For some reason, medical, if someone is having any medical issue, chances are they cannot please you or they will have a difficult time. You know, if they're having a medical condition, once again, you know, erectile dysfunction, if for some reason they're stressed out, with the economy today, people are more stressed out than ever before. Imagine there's some men who are turning women down and having sex. You know, your partners, they're not there emotionally, and so it makes it difficult. You know, if they don't have the right attitude, it's going to be hard. You know, if you're not connecting with each other on more than just that physical level, people don't realize you can have an emotional connection with someone, and the sex will be amazing. And then you can just have a physical connection with the person, and the moment is temporary. You know, when you have more of an emotional sexual encounter or emotional sexual relationship with your partner, what happens is you carry that experience long term. So you can be, you know, you could have had sex last night and still feeling that sensation when you go to work and you're on the train and you start feeling like little things pulsating. And you're smiling and no one knows why. Oh, shit, I'm sorry, I digress for a moment. You know?
Yeah, I had a lot of those
sure.
moments. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of those moments.
You want to feed that desire. Sometimes we spend so much time not enjoying the desires that we're experiencing or that feeling that we're having, that we're not enjoying it to the fullest. So you end up doing a couple of things. For the ladies, you're faking orgasm. Even for the man. I know of a gentleman who said he actually faked an orgasm. I was like, how the hell are you doing that?
He was like, I want to know, too. We need him on the show.
He was like, I kind of, he pretends that he's like, oh! And then he's like, give us a couple of thrusts. And she doesn't know the difference. She thinks he comes, but she doesn't check. Because she's boring. She's not doing anything. She's laying in missionary position. And if she does bend over, she's basically like, you know, oh, hand on hip, like hurry up and get out of there, you know. And then when I spoke to the young lady, I found out why. She said that there's times that she doesn't even know if he's in or not. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's a guy, you're with a female, and she does not know if you're in or out, we have a couple of things going on. Either she has a tunnel or you have a pencil. Okay? And if you have either one, there are some products that I have for you, so you need to get in touch with me, and it's all confidential. So always remember that. You know, then we have the situation where you may, as a female or a lady, may have someone lying there. She thought she was going to enjoy herself, and he's banging like a jackhammer. You know, you swear he was doing construction outside and on the street. He is banging, and she is not having any pleasure. And
right.
Once again, it could be that, you know, she's not feeling anything, and if she isn't, then, you know, fellas, don't go away with the idea that you're too small, because for everybody, everyone has someone that could fit them perfectly. Some people have more than one, but that's okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop you for 1 second just to kind of say, too, like, you know, just something came to me when you said, like, a jackhammer banging. Sometimes, well, maybe, you know, he's banging because, like you said, maybe it's a tunnel and he can't, and he's trying to fill. She's trying to fill, he's trying to fill. But if a person is just too, like, whatever you want to call it, tunneled out and he's trying to, you know, please her in that sense, then how can he? So he's trying to go harder because he's trying to get her into that, I guess, realm. And he can't because maybe she's just too tunneled out.
Well, let's say if she is a little bigger. And, you know, that happens for a variety of reasons. And ladies, let's just take the blame on this one and say, okay, maybe she's a little bigger. Okay? What you want to do is you have to learn to relax those muscles and use your Kegel exercises, use the Benoit balls that I provide, and there's a cream called China Shrink Cream. What it does, it has this product, and it's called Alum, and it tightens up the inside. So, fellas, if for some reason she doesn't realize that she's too big, call me, get a tube of the China cream. You put it on your finger, right at the tip of your finger, and you give her some finger action. And what it does, it tightens her up. Okay? And so when you go in, it feels tighter for you and for her. So she's able to actually enjoy that pleasure a lot more, and you don't feel like you're digging, like you're banging into an empty tunnel. Okay? Also, ladies, you get that for yourself. If you know that you have not been enjoying sexual relations with that person and it feels like if, you know, then you're not getting anywhere because they may seem too small, what you want to do is to probably get some China cream and put it in. And not only so much that, it helps boost the ego for the man and for the woman, you know. And believe it or not, ladies, men know when they're not satisfying it, and they beat themselves up trying to do so. But, you know, they meet Lady Twinkle and they realize, wow, you know, she's like my angel. I love her. you know, because you could provide things that it lasts for 24 hours. So if you want to do it at night, right before you go to bed, you get up in the middle of the night, you say, find another one. And then you get up and before they go to work, you get them in because, you know, there's nothing better than a satisfied person going to work because they are better employees. I've been trying to teach the employers about that.
They're more intensive. They're going to knock out 6 more extra hours just because.
Exactly. You know, so you want to make sure that, you know, you get it in. And, yes, sometimes you have to go a little further and get some novelty items. And we're going to go through a couple of them that actually will help you. But you do it for the women, you do it for the men. Guys, if for some reason you are feeling inadequate in any way, shape, or form, don't be embarrassed. You know, there's nothing better than a communication with your partner and asking them exactly what is it that you need me to do. What can I do to make you have better orgasms? Don't say a orgasm, because then, you know, you let her know that, you know, you may not have been doing the right job. What you want, the way you want to word it is, what can I do to make you have more intense orgasms? Okay? And then she'll probably say in the back of her mind, but I haven't even had one, you know. But that's her problem. Let her deal with it, you know. So you're going to be like, okay, what can I do to make you have more intense orgasm? And then you, who knows, you'll find out that she probably likes more sucking, more licking, you know, more touching, you know, different things that arouses her a lot more. And if you can't sustain it, let's say if you, you know, people make fun of the two-minute man and all that stuff, but there is a lot of men out here that, for one reason or another, cannot hold, number one, their erection, and number two, they haven't mastered the art of holding their orgasm until their partner is finished, or at least their partner is almost to their final destination.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you're asking yourself, you know, are you really satisfied? What can you do to become more satisfied? If you're faking orgasm, male or female, you know, you want to make sure you find out what it is that you can do to make it a little bit more interesting. And you can bring a lot of things into play to help with that situation.
Definitely.
You okay so far?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm also wondering, in regards to people sometimes get freaked out too on fetishes, and that can deter them from having wanting to have sex with the individual, because of the simple fact that, you know, going in, you sometimes you don't really know what to, you know, that this person is into this particular thing, and then they sit you down and say, hey babe, you know, or go into the drawer and pull out something, or come out just like a male come out dressing in panties. You know, people have their thing, and I'm not judging anyone, because I have my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you judge me. I want you to judge me, actually, so y'all can do that. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, you know, my thing is, like, those things can weird people out as well, as far as, like, you know, the sexual connection and losing interest in the individual, because they can't satisfy their fetishes, or they are afraid to approach their mate about their fetishes.
Okay. Well, there's ways that you want to go about that. Most people don't know how to introduce the topic, you know, and once again, conversation is key. There's no reason why I should be into fetishes and I'm with someone who doesn't even know it. Because you know what's going to happen? I'll start seeking ways to actually, you know, making my fetishes happen. I'm going to start finding other means to get what I want. And if you're into fetishes, and trust me, there is nothing wrong with that. Bondage is good. Based on the case study that we had recently, bondage is really good. You know, handcuffs are great. There's some guys who actually, especially minority men, who don't want to be put in handcuffs because it has a bad connotation for them. And
mm-hmm.
that is fine, you know. But you have to make sure that, you know, number one, yes, as Joe said, have an open mind. People are so inhibited. And if you remember last show, we were trying to get to a point where we get rid of those inhibitions. You know, you have to be uninhibited and be willing to try anything at least 3 times. Yes, I said 3 times for a reason. Because the first time you may have a little bit of fear, you may have a little bit of anxiety going into it. The second time may be just a bad damn day at work. Okay, and the third time, maybe the charm. That's probably when you're like, you know, okay, I tried it the first time, it hurt like hell. I tried it the second time, it wasn't that bad. The third time, maybe the charm. So you want to make sure you check and know exactly how far you're going to be able to go. As far as fetishes, people, stop being so scared of a little fetish. You know, there's nothing wrong with putting a ball and gag in your mouth. It's temporary. It'll last for a few minutes. You'll get over it. You know?
It's not going to kill you.
People don't realize. If they do it in the... And then we have the problem where people who are not really into fetishes, they may not understand what fetishes, what to do. But then we also have those people who are into it, and they're so excited that the person is willing to get into it with them. What do? They scare the shit out of them because they come full throttle, and it's like, oh, okay, really, you're going to have me tie you up? And they pull out a whip and start beating the crap out of the person. You know, so you have to make sure that you go slowly into the night or into the person with those fetishes.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely. You know, as long as no one, you know, is hurting anyone. But if it's something that's too unbelievable for some, then I can understand it, too. I can respect it all. Like, I do respect it all.
Now understand,
in the chat,
ladies.
Mm-hmm,
just,
mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Understand,
mm-hmm.
ladies, if you're with a guy and he wants to wear lingerie, you know, guys, if that's your thing, you want to make sure you tell your partner, because that can be scary as hell to an unsuspecting person. It could be very, very traumatic, you know. Not only so much that, ladies, if your guy wants to wear lingerie and it's a nice one, I don't see what the problem is.
Let me tell you something, Lady Twinkles. No, 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 no. You come out of, if I pull back the covers, let's just say that you already under the covers with them on. I'm calling 911 to have you removed from the premises ASAP because someone is going in jail, and it's not, you know, and I know it's me. I know it's me, so heck no.
But that's not fair, because if they were, if they were open and honest to begin with, you may try something. You know, like, I mean, they may not have, you may not allow them to wear, like, your entire lingerie. Maybe, you know, you want to see them in one item. You know, you start slow and then you walk. Some people want to just jump up and walk instead of just crawling a little bit. So get to know your partner. Know what you can get away with. You know, me personally, I don't want to see a man in my lingerie. I look too good in it, and he may stretch that shit out, and we're going to have a problem afterwards. But I don't care to see him in my lingerie. I would buy one of those, like, little stripper things where he got to put his shit in and just swing it around like a tassel, you know, and make it tilt to the left and tilt to the right and go up, go down, spin around. I mean, you can get creative with your fetishes. You don't have to just, like, go completely crazy with them, you know. Don't blindfold the person, and then when they take off your blindfold, you're dressed in a wig and panties and some high-heel shoes. That shit might scare them.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. No one better ever date me and do that, because it's going to be, like I said, a real issue. I'm going out in handcuffs, seriously. You know, we have Joe Neckbone in the, you know, chat room, and he said that, you know, is FYI, people don't use handcuffs too much anymore. They leave marks. So wrist restraints are the move.
Joe, it depends. Because I carry the plush handcuffs, but you don't really feel the handcuffs because it's so plush that it feels really good on the skin. It's not that bad. And as long as the person isn't putting it too tight, I mean, how tight are you using those handcuffs that they're basically leaving marks and cutting off your circulation? They're trying to kill you.
I think, if they're not trying to kill them, I think it's because I've been handcuffed before, so I can talk about this, right, from experience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if sometimes when you're going in the heat of the moment, they can tighten
mm-hmm.
around your wrist. It's just like someone that's getting arrested, I guess, you know, when they complain about, these are too
right.
tight on my wrist. Right. It starts to tighten up from just the movement. So maybe they're not trying to kill them, hopefully not, but just because in the act of it,
right.
this is what's happening,
so
you know what
start,
I mean?
So then you definitely want to start getting into the plush handcuffs. They're nice. They feel actually really nice. And then they don't cut off that circulation. And they even if the handcuffs get tight, because it's so plush, you don't feel as much pain. But just remember, the goal of handcuffs, the goal of anything related to S&M, So, and fetishes, those things are to bring some level of pain to you most of the time. Some of the time it's just the fantasies and all that stuff, but a lot of times when you venture into, like, a real hardcore S&M stuff, that is for you to get and experience some pain. And trust me, based on case studies, those pain could be very, very erotic. Then you're watching it happen to someone else.
Okay. Like, I'd rather just watch someone else tell me about it. Like, I don't want to deal. But let's take a call. It's 901 area code. You on the line with Miss P and Lady Twinkles. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, this is Joe Neckbone. Since you guys are name checking me, I said let me call him.
Hey, Joe Neckbone.
Hi, Joe.
What's going on?
Yeah. It's been a while since I delved into the S&M world. You know, back in the day, handcuffs used to be all rage. But since then, you know, a lot of products and toys have come out that have made that life really interesting. But it's been a bit since I got into it, so bear with me.
Well, Joe, that's okay, because now you're with Miss Lady Twinkles and Miss P, and you're going to get in touch with me, and we're going to get you right back on that horse, and you're going to ride it all the way out.
Okay. Yeah, I used to be a swinger back in the day, so, you know, I'm familiar with other fetishes. And
yeah,
I
want to hear about that. I do. Like, wait a minute, Joe, you just got me excited. Like, I want to hear about that. So, you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about swinging, because that has been, like, something I've been so curious about in reference to, like, the clubs and stuff of that nature. Just curiosity, you know, curiosity.
Okay, so, Joe, you talk about it, and then I'll go into a couple of the meat of the matter. Go ahead. Let's hear from Joe.
Okay, so tell us, how did you get into that?
I got into it with a friend, and he was a bodybuilder, and he used to have parties at his house. And we kind of like a group of us kind of got into that life all at once. And I was living in New York. I grew up in New York. And it was very interesting. I mean, you know, it kind of happened gradually. We would go to clubs, and at first I didn't know what kind of party it was. But at a certain hour, the clubs turned from off-premises to on-premises clubs. And, you know, you kind of go with the flow, you know. I was with somebody that was down with it, and it just kind of happened.
Right, because, you know what, at one point I was, like, Googling this thing, you know, because I'm in New York now. And they have it where you have to buy the tickets in advance. It's like this exclusive, like, members-only type of situation. And I'm like,
okay,
oh, my God, like, go ahead, Lady Twinkle.
Well, this is where I step in.
Come on, step
in. A lot
of
times with swingers clubs, it's very, very exclusive, especially if you go to a reputable one. They're exclusive because they have to protect their members, and they have to, because it becomes like a family club, like a community. And, you know, there's a couple of them in New York that you have to, like, go through this whole thing to get membership. You know, and case studies have shown that they're actually very, very good. Not only so much that, remember, if you're going to be in a swingers club, chances are you have a partner, and your partner is down with it. And, you know, you set up your rules. This is where communication comes in. You set up your rules. There are rules for every swinger, you know, and you could actually have it where you can actually just go and watch. If you're one of those swingers who want to watch your partner with someone else, then you can go and do that and know that, you know, at least you're being included. You could actually participate. You can actually have, you know, I mean, it all depends on the group. It all depends on the individual. And this is where inhibitions come to a completely different level. It does not exist.
Well, let me jump in here real quick, all right?
Sure,
and,
Joe.
And just to give you as a person who hasn't been, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That life will bring every fear and inhibition you have to the surface quickly, all right? And so most people do not last past that period, because every fear, every inhibition you have will come right to the top. Now, it's kind of like turbulence in a plane, you know? When you take off on a jet, when you're in that low level, there's a lot of turbulence, there's air currents, but then you reach a point where you go through the turbulence and smooth sailing. Now, if you can last through the period where all your inhibitions are coming to the surface, you're going to be okay. But a lot of people are really not prepared to face their fears. And so if you can get through that, you know, hang with it and get through that, I guarantee you, what's on the other side will be amazing. Because what happens is once you deal with your fears, they become less scary. Most people are jealous, and jealousy is centered on fear. If you can face those fears eye to eye, you will find that you're not jealous anymore. You will find that the power of being with your woman is not in your or in your vagina. It's in the love that you have for each other. Most people never, ever get to that point, you know, never get there. And so they have these tumultuous relationships. They're always worried about what their partner is doing and not doing. But you find with swingers, you don't really feel that sort of pressure because they already know whatever they're doing right in front of them. So there's no, there's no sense of like, I don't know what's going on, that loss of control. The control is right there in front of you. You can control anything that happens. There's no hidden fears. There's no boogeyman. It's all right there. So it gives you a certain sense of empowerment and a certain sense of freedom that you just don't normally get in a normal relationship.
Definitely. I love it. I love it,
Joe. Go ahead.
No, I said I'm loving it, Joe. I'm loving it, and I'm glad you called in because, you know, that you just gave me, you know, you sparked my interest in so many ways that I think I'm going to become a swinger. Right now.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone could be a swinger. That's the other thing.
Right. Not everybody could be a swinger, but I could see
Miss P. Miss P? I could see you.
Okay.
See
I'm
going
to get a shirt
swinger.
That says, I'm a swinger. Okay? I'm a swinger.
My understanding that is so it's exclusive also because of not necessarily fear of the outside world, but the connotation that people take with it is so completely different.
Right.
There are swingers who it's not about just sex. It's about getting and having relationships with other people on a more intimate level than you would have with just one person. Not only so much that, it's sharing. You have so much, think of it like you have so much love to give and you want to be able to give it freely with the consent, with the respect and with the adoration of your partner. That you don't get to do in a one-on-one relationship. Now, I'm not saying to anyone listening that, you know, swinging is for you. You have to be mentally prepared, as Joe said. If you can get through that initial hurdle, you will be amazed at the things that you would learn, you would enjoy, and you would encounter by being in a swing with a swinging group.
Joe, is there anything you want to add to that, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, you know, one thing you'll find, like, a lot of people have these wild misconceptions that it's like some sort of anarchic Roman orgy where people are ripping each other's clothes off, and it's not like that at all. And you know, in fact, you'll find that most swingers are some of the most polite people you'll ever meet. Everything happens with permission. You know, people, you know, you'll be at a party, everybody's having a great time, and somebody will walk up to you and just, hey, you know, my name is Ted, and this is my wife, Bambi, and, you know, we just thought, you know, maybe you guys want to talk, have a drink, or whatever, you know. It's not like somebody runs up to you and just grabs your clothes and pulls them off. It's not like that. In fact, once you enter into that life, you'll wonder why you never did, because the people tend to be way, way calmer than they ever do. Like, for instance, if I take my woman out to a club now, all right, and I go to the bathroom, she'll laugh and say to me, I got like four or five numbers while you were gone. That generally doesn't happen in swinging clubs. Yeah, there's some folks that you know, always want to, you know, surf the gray areas, but generally it doesn't happen because, you know, most people are there as a couple. You know, they're not going to screw up your marriage. I mean, come on, you know, or screw up your relationship. You know, it's kind of like in a world where everybody has nukes, nobody pushes the button. So, but in a regular club, yeah, you have so much free swinging dick, and men as free swinging dick just don't really have a lot of rules or honor, for that matter. You know, the crowd sense tends to take over, and that's when you get a lot of mayhem and problems. Never seen a fight at a swing club. Never seen a mess in regular clubs.
Yeah, you don't see those. Because everyone is so, and Joe, I'm not sure if you ever noticed, that they're like, they have no stress. It's like nothing in the world they allow to come in and infiltrate and bother them. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is so, like, such a relaxed type of an atmosphere. Not that I would know personally, because, you know, it was a case study that we did. Anybody who knows what the case study means know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, it's like a very, very tranquil type of an atmosphere where people are just there to enjoy life. You know, no chick watching you on the side saying, you know, she got better body than mine. Why did she put that outfit on?
Right.
Who the hell does she think she is? And all the other crap that you have to deal with when you go to some of these clubs out here with insecure people. You know, now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that all swingers are secure and all these other stuff that's going on.
Right.
But they have an understanding. They have an understanding and they have a mutual respect that sometimes people allow fear to prevent them from getting to that level of understanding and calm in their relationship.
And I hear you got an accent, so, you know, your accent tells me
yes,
you're from
the Caribbean. Yes, I do. I have, I'm actually originally from Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Tobago.
There's a whole lot of resorts in the Caribbean that cater to that lifestyle, too. And once,
yes,
you, know, once
yes,
you start traveling, like, you know, I mean, you'll find that people are chill all over the place. I mean, you know, it's really cool. You're sitting on a beach somewhere and, you know, beautiful white sand, crystal clear blue water, and you're just cooling with your girl and, you know, other couples around you. And if the mood hits you, you can go what you want, you know. But it's a whole different head. And again, it's not for everybody. Most people are just not prepared to face their fears, you know. To put swinging aside for a moment, you can
mm-hmm.
you know, say this about any fetish. Most people are just not prepared to face their fears, and they will fight you tooth and nail not to face them. Most men and most women will fight you tooth and nail and against facing their jealousies and their innermost fears. I don't know what it is. You know, folks are just so scared of opening those doors. Maybe they're scared of what's on the other side. I don't know. But in order to venture into any of these lifestyles, you have to be prepared to face your fears and go past it. And that's what makes people that are in whatever fetish lifestyle you choose, you know, so calm. That's the magic of it. You know, they've opened their doors and gone out on the other side. Mm-hmm. Good.
Not only so much that, Joe, but that's one of the problems that we're having in a lot of relationships now, where people are not facing their fears and allowing themselves to be themselves. And that's why you have so much problems in relationships. When no one is talking, no one is speaking, no one is saying what their needs are, what their wants are. And so you have people in relationships, basically the blind leading the blind, you know. And no one is happy. You get a thrust here and there, and you think that's the best that you can have. But when you experience the ultimate in pleasure, you actually would not want to go back to what you were doing before.
Right.
You know?
Right. But, you know, what the hardest part is this, though. You know, as a black man, it's difficult to find sisters that are open-minded like that because they're so locked into whatever dogma was programmed into them by their homes, by religion. You know, it's difficult to free your mind. I feel like, you know, like Morpheus in the Matrix, you know. You know, unplug some of these folks and they just can't handle it. They just can't. They go wild. Either that or they go crazy. You know, so it's kind of scary sometimes, you know, to even date because, you know, I'm in a place where a lot of people are not. And so, you know, to try and get them to even open that inner eye and see this world that I'm in, I mean, this is difficult. I mean, I don't know how to tell you. You know, black women, I'm telling y'all have a lot of issues, man. And I'm not, you know, trying to put everything on women. I understand I'm a man. I don't know how men are. But, you know, there's a lot of issues in the black community in general around sexuality. And until we free those issues, free ourselves from the chains of them, we're always going to have a lot of problems. You know,
Miss P?
Yes.
As you see, I don't know if you saw what I posted in the chat room. Joe, 2 weeks ago, we did a session on inhibition. You really need to listen to that in that show that you can find on Intune. Miss P, give him the website for me.
Oh, yeah. You can just Google the Intune show, and it'll just all come up, the Intune show.
Yeah. And you have a show running.
Oh, you have a show running, Joe?
Well, actually, you know, me and a friend have a show, and so, you know, we
let's talk about that too. Plug it.
I don't know if you want me to plug it because, you know, the topic we're talking tonight, we kind of separate that light. You know what I mean?
No, that's totally fine. You can tell. You can
that's
say,
perfect.
You know, what
your
show is. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah. I'll put it in the chat room for you.
Okay, not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
a problem, Joe.
So now
I appreciate.
Thank you very much, Joe. It was very informative. And thank you for explaining a lot about the Singers Club. No one really in this forum has asked me anything about it. So it was nice that Ms. P did and that we were able to at least touch on it a little bit. So thank you.
Definitely. Yes, thank you so much, Joe. And, I'll see you in the chat room now. Give me the call-in number because I definitely want to support and tune in and be a part of, you know, what you do as well.
Sure.
Okay, Joe. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay.
So we're gonna get back to our topic, you know, on when good sex goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens a lot of times is that we just lose focus. We focus so much on all the other things that's going on that, you know, and as Joe said and as we've said in the past, hang up, you know, the attitude, you know, a lot of times people are fighting these urges and I have no idea why, you know. And so we want to be able to get past all of that so that we could actually enjoy that intimacy. Now, based on what people have said, who wants to know about how do you enjoy, you know, some real good sex?
Missy? I want to know, like right now. Like, don't hold that back any longer than you already have, okay?
let's go back. In order to move forward, let's go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you first start dating someone and the moment is there, the feeling is there, you're enjoying yourself, you actually seem to have better sex. You actually communicate more. You actually focus on a lot other stuff to grow as individuals and with each other as opposed to when you're in the relationship. Women. One of the things that men are complaining a lot about, and it seems like it's gotten worse, and apparently my comments falling on deaf ears, what they're complaining about is you're bitching too damn much. Okay? Who the hell wants to come home and have sex with anyone where as soon as they walk through the door, they start to nag the hell out of them? Not me. I honestly don't want it. Don't come and tell me about, you know, how everything in the world is bad. Shit, I'm here. Everything can't be that bad. You know?
Right.
Stop bitching. Men are bitching. Can you believe that men are bitching a lot about their bodies now? They're bitching that their dick is too small, you know, or it's too thin, or, you know, I mean, all the different things. I even heard a guy say that his shit is so big that women can't enjoy it. I'm like, that's a problem. You know? If it's so big and women aren't enjoying it, maybe you're looking and you're going after the wrong women. You know, get a chick with a little bit of body on her. She'll probably be able to handle it very well. And I know, my skinny girls are going to call me and be upset that I said they can't handle it. But chances are, it's not that easy to take a 12-inch with a nice, big, okay, you know what, I've gone too far. Let's just marry that. Ladies. Taking a very large water bottle and trying to stick it inside of you might be a little hard, especially if you don't have any meat to fill up. Chances are you're looking at the wrong and you're engaging in sexual activity with the wrong person. You know, if that woman is complaining that your dick is too big, trade her in and get one who
trade her in. Trade in like,
you know,
a car, guys. They have a place actually called Trade In People.
We outnumber men. We already outnumber y'all. So it's not going to be that hard for you to get another person. Ladies, if her stuff is just way too small, yes, we're on size. We're going to talk about size because apparently everybody is focusing on size. So if for some reason he's too small, is he too short? Is he short and fat? Is he short and thin? Is he long and thin? Is he long and thick? Is, you know, what is the situation that's going on? And you can always make sure that, you know, you can change the way that you work it. Ladies, if he's too short and you're having a problem with that, not only so much can you spend more time riding, take a spinning class and learn how to work it like a bicycle, okay? Make sure you're using a lot of your hip muscles. Use those hips. They're not just for hula hoops. Use them. And if you don't know how to hula hoop, maybe you should try. Maybe you should start learning because that will help, okay? Not only
okay.
so much, yes, and I understand sometimes people are tired and, you know, physically they probably can't do it. But if he's tired, put him to lay down, tell him to shut up and do your job. Get on top, you know, take control. Be the independent woman. You know? And for the fellas, listen, you know, stop complaining so much. You know, we don't want to hear about the wrinkly balls. They're actually, because we don't really care as much for the balls. If the balls are wrinkly, is the shaft okay? And then if it's wrinkly when it's down, when it stands up, does it stretch out? And if it does, enjoy it, you know, enjoy it. We spend so much time looking at the small things that we're not enjoying the big things and the big picture. Men are complaining
right.
about their women. Women complaining about men are complaining about the women. Women complaining about the men. Men are complaining about their bare gut. Women are complaining about their belly, their saggy breasts. You know, all these other things. And it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, he's going to pick that sagging breast up and stick it in his mouth. She's going to suck on it and she's going to enjoy it. Okay? So you need to start tricking your brain into the passion. You know, stop letting just your eyes dictate how you have sex, how you enjoy intimacy, how you get to your final destination, okay? Stop having your eyes, your senses, your smells, yes. We had that little discussion earlier. But stop having sex with your eyes. For those of you who are on my Facebook, who's on my Twitter, and who's on my group page, ALMS Central Reconstruction on Facebook, for those of you know that I have been talking about tantric sex for the past week or two, okay, and how to go about doing it. Tantric sex is mostly about massaging, and we call them all sorts of different names. I'm not going to get into it today, but you have to know how to massage. Massage that shaft like if your life depended on it. Guys, women, learn how to massage the interior of your lips on the woman's body and enjoy it. Start slow. Go deep. Make sure you're enjoying the massaging of the exterior. Get the interior. Go on the side. Go on top. Rub the clit. I mean, you have to make sure that you're getting into all of it. Ladies, don't just focus on his shaft. A lot of you are focusing all the way on the shaft and you're leaving the head by itself. Find things to do with it. You know, stick your tongue on it. You know, get into different things. Stop being so complacent in your lovemaking that you're getting boring and you're being resented by your partner. It makes no sense. There's no logical explanation why your partner should be looking for anything that you can give them somewhere else. Okay?
Definitely.
Because you're not taking the time to devote to your relationship. And if you're not, stop bitching about someone else doing it for you. Be happy and tell them fucking thank you. Excuse my language. Just tell them thank you. Stop complaining. You don't want to suck no dick? Let another woman suck it and shut up. You don't want to eat pussy? Stop complaining. Let someone eat that pussy like it's their last meal. But don't complain about it. What you're not doing, shake the person's hand who wants to do it for you and shut up.
I know, that's right. We have a call on the line, 901. You on the phone? Is it Joe Neckbone?
Yeah, I just wanted to share a quick story.
Sure.
All right. One time in my life, I was very young. I had a girlfriend who was really creative, and one of the things she did to me one day was we drank a couple of bottles of wine. I got really nice. She handcuffed me to the bed and totally shaved my pubic area. There was no hair there, like a newborn baby, all right? And she used to have very long hair. Let me tell you, the effect of having no hair, sensitivity goes up like 100 times, all right?
Hey,
there ain't a brother on the planet. Yeah, there ain't a brother on the planet that can last through two strokes, all right, with that, all right? So you want to make life interesting? Shave your man. Shave him down to nothing. I'm telling you.
No.
The sensitive, just touching. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, just having my underwear on, you know, will keep me in a state of excitement the whole day. So, yeah,
okay.
It works.
Definitely.
Not only so much that, for the ladies also, you know, believe it or not, you take a couple of inches off, completely shave off your pubic area, you have no idea the sensitivity of touch that you experience. Mm. Not only guys feel it, you know, not only the men, not only so much that, you free up your clitoris. So what does she do? She comes out and she breathes. She enjoys being free. She enjoys being running wild in the freedom. The only problem is every little move you make, if you have that sensitivity, every little move you make, you're going to be running to the bathroom and cleaning up because you just felt so damn good all day long. Okay?
That's right.
So people don't realize that grooming goes even further. I love a groom partner, you know. Men, we have to realize that, you know, yes, you figure it's not masculine to have underarm hair if you don't have underarm hair and if you don't have hair in your pubic area. Get out of the fucking Stone Age. Get out of the Stone Ages. It does not work. It adds 2 inches or more to you. Get over yourself. You know, clean that bush up. And if you have a nasty in a headlock in your pubic area or under your arm, you really need to shave that up, my brother. Not only so much that for the ladies. I saw a woman the other day raise her arm, and I kid you not, she was growing dreadlocks under her arm. Like, why? Why? Did somebody not tell her that, you know, you can cut it? Even if you don't want to shave it off, trim it, please. I'm seeing it through your clothes.
Oh, my goodness.
She,
it was like you could have made, like, she could have gave somebody a head full of hair with her underarms. Like, that is so disgusting and unattractive.
You know, and it does help. It does help with the sensitivity, as Joe said. It does actually, for the men, it does clean it up a bit. And it feels better. Even if you don't want to do it all the time, try it once and get back to me or Miss P and let us know how it felt. But make sure you have someone who knows what they're doing. And guys, I won't recommend giving her a shaver, especially after you've just pissed her off. Chances are Lorena Bobbitt may be moving in, you know. And ladies, you don't want to cut off good stuff. Even if it's not good to you, it might be good to somebody else. Don't cut it off.
I'm not
promoting that. I'm not promoting that at all.
Yeah. So, Joe, is there anything else you wanted to add tonight?
I'll let you guys finish talking. Huh?
Okay. Thank you so much, Joe.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you. Joe is so awesome. You know, what I like about the men of the show that call in on the show is that they really are more brave than the women, you know? And I used to think that women were so brave, but I'm starting to change my, you know, perspective on that because the men have been calling in lately, Lady Twinkles, and, you know, just sharing their stories and keeping us in tune and, you know, updating us on things. And I'm just kind of like, where's all my ladies at? Where are all the women that have voices? What happened? Sisters with voices. What happened?
They're hiding because they think we're gonna call their names and tell everybody who they are, but that's not what we're about. We're about learning. We're about learning from each other and, you know, educating each other and things that we experience, we've learned, and we have gathered throughout our lives that could actually help someone along the way, okay? One of the things that I also wanted to touch on is some disasters that have happened, you know. Oral disasters. Anybody have any oral disasters that they would love to discuss? Email us. Post it in the chat room. Call us. Let us know. When I say oral disasters, Ms. P, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm here all ears. I'm ready to learn.
Oral disasters. Ladies, you ever having your fun, your time and you're enjoying the oral pleasure that someone's giving you and they bite and it wasn't one of those like, I like the way it felt bites? and they bite off a piece.
What?
I had
no,
a
seriously,
client
what?
Recently. I had a client recently who actually said that her partner bit off a piece of her clitoris.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What happens is that when people get so aroused and they don't understand or know how to control themselves, they can go a little crazy. I've had someone actually told me about an anal situation where the person was banging. Remember the jackhammer incident that I spoke of earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was banging like their life depended on it, and they pulled out and banged in so hard, didn't realize that they tore the person's anus open.
Oh, my goodness.
They figured it out when they jumped up so high and started to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So with you know, and those are just some, when you're having good sex and it goes bad, just like really bad, really quickly.
Okay,
you know?
That's emergency room sex.
It's emergency room. So you want to have, you don't want people to get to the point where they're having such great sex and they're getting hurt in the process, you know?
Definitely.
So you want to be careful when you're having all that sex. And, you know, make sure that it's good, fun sex, you know? Then we have the problem with, go ahead. Then we have
Good, fun sex.
Then we have the situation where a lot of people are concerned that their sex went from great to bad when the person started, you know, only wanting to watch porn. Now, I'm all for porn. I think porn is, like, one of the best teachers out there sometimes, depending on the one that you get.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason, you know, your porn activity is hampering your relationship, we have to have an intervention, okay? You can't want to watch so much porn that you're not spending any time with your partner, okay?
Right.
It makes no sense. If you're both watching porn to learn different techniques, to learn different things that you can try, then that's fine. However, if all you want to do is watch porn, then we have a problem, okay? And at that point, you need to seek either some medical attention to make sure that it doesn't turn into something that is a lot more serious than you think it is.
Definitely. But what about,
right.
you know, another thing that can change the dynamics of, you know, good or bad sex, in my opinion, is when you caught your mate lying or you feel like they're hiding something from you. Because once you get that disconnect with your mate, you know, even if you don't have proof whether they did it or not, you know, it's just like you mentally set yourself up and you become detached from them sexually because you have this in your, this, you know, thing in your mind that you created that this is happening. So what's your take on that?
Well, the thing is, with infidelity or abuse or anything, you know, you're going to have that person who is the victim, they're going to hold back. They won't trust you. And if there's no trust in the relationship is going to have a very difficult time surviving, okay? That's what when I say, you know, communicate and trust, you need to realize that for anyone that goes out and has an affair, not only so much, yes, the person may take you back, but every little thing that you do is up for scrutiny. You know, any little thing that you say is up for scrutiny. You know, you've created a situation where somebody who may have been very, very secure is now insecure because they are trying to figure out, why did you go out there? Why did you do that to me? Why? What did I do? And people have a very hard time of not understanding that someone who's unfaithful, yes, there are times when they are unfaithful because you want to hold back. You're not giving them any. And ladies, believe it or not, you're not giving them some. It's hurting you too, especially if you're a woman or you're a person who enjoys sex. Cutting off your nose to spite your face only spites your face. No one else. So let's just say me and you have an argument. Miss P, let's say both of us have an argument. And this is going to turn some of these guys on. But let's say me and you have an argument, okay, about whatever the situation is. And I get home and, you know, I'm still huffing and puffing about it. And you come over and we start doing our thing, right? The chances are that I'll temporarily forget about that moment. Why, fellas? Why, ladies? Why will I forget about it? Because Lady Twinkles know how to keep the shit separate. I'm not going to mess up my sex life because of an argument or because of a disagreement. No. We're going to screw, we're going to do our do, and then I could figure out the whole other stuff later. Okay?
Right.
Because it's a temporary situation. Arguments are a temporary situation. Disagreement, we can agree to disagree any day of the week. Any day of the week. You're supposed to be able to disagree with someone because with disagreement comes growth. It comes understanding. Comes the realization that, you know what, okay, I don't like what they like. But does that mean that because I don't like what you like that you're going to go out there and cheat? If that's the case, why are we together? I would end the relationship faster than anything else if I feel that that person no longer satisfies me sexually or if I feel the need to want to be with someone else. Unless, however, we're in a swinger situation or we're in a consensual threesome situation and it is something that is discussed between the both of us, between the both of us, okay?
Right.
That's when it's okay. But having affairs and your partner is not aware or you are going behind your partner's back, that is taking away their option to say yes or no. And
that does not
work with Lady Twinkle. Okay?
Right.
Give your partner that option to say, you know what, I don't want to be in this relationship with you anymore because you do not want to be with just me. Give that person that option. Who knows? You may be surprised. They may be like, you know what? Oh, okay. Is she cute? Is he cute? You know, bring them on. Do you want to have that fantasy? You want me to watch you? You want me to participate? You want me to do whatever? Let us have a discussion about it. And you would be surprised, especially the ladies. Ladies, you will be surprised at how understanding they are. And fellas, you have no idea the things that your ladies are calling me to speak to me about. They may want that threesome, but because they don't want you to think or start to overthink or analyze everything, they may not come to you. You know, so it all boils down to going back and talking to your partner. You don't know. Who knows? Maybe they'll enjoy it. But if for some reason you're just a selfish son of a, and you want to have your cake and eat it too, and I'm all for cake and eating it. However, there are times where you have to learn to say no. And when you see someone with a ring, did you ever notice, Miss P, that the minute you're in a relationship, everyone seems to be very, very attracted to you.
Definitely.
Everyone
that happens
seems
to me.
To be attracted to you. However, yeah. When you're single, you can't find a partner for love or money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because your endorphins are going crazy. Your attitude changes. You have a glow about you. You're happier. You know, a lot of things go on with you as a person when you feel like you accomplish or you have what you need. You know, so it's up to you in that relationship to either commit to your relationship and say, you know what, that's all right, mommy, thank you, I appreciate it. Or ladies, to say, you know what, brother, you're fine as good wine and as beautiful as all hair. However, I'm good where I'm at. The problem with that is, you know, now they're going to chase you down even more because it's the thrill of the catch, and that's what you have to deal with. Yes, relationships, when you're the unfaithfulness is going to hamper your sex drive. It's going to hamper your sex life. it will bring on a level of distrust that you don't even understand. And unless you've been cheated on, you will never understand the pain that someone goes through from dealing with that. You know, abuse is another thing. How the hell are you expecting anybody to enjoy good sex with you if you're verbally or physically abused or emotionally abusing them? You know, and more women are doing this to men than ever before. You might break that brother down, emasculate him till he turns blue, and then you don't understand why he leaves or why he, you know, is seeking the attention of someone else. You know, be careful of the words that we use to the people we claim to love verbally. Be careful of the hand that you raise to a person that you are saying and you're expressing your love to, or who you vow to protect and to take care of. You know, because you never know. My family had a saying when I was younger, "Bad John must sleep." What does that mean? The evil or the person who's doing you the most hurt or causing you the most hurt and causing you the most harm, eventually they must go to bed.
Okay.
You know? And then, who knows, Miss T might be walking away in handcuffs.
Okay, it's for real, especially if you come in with some lingerie on. Like, we definitely going to have a street fight, and then I'm going to jail. That's all happening, and I just wanted to reiterate that again. And I also wanted to touch on the basis of what you said about, you know, not going to bed, you know, angry, or we can go to bed angry, but we're going to have sex first, and we could be mad all we want to. Ms. P, definitely don't play those reindeer games. Like, if it's time for sex, we having sex, and you can argue with me. We can pick up where we left off because, you know, I don't play that, you mad, and we're not having sex, you roll over, you want separate covers, you sleeping on a couch, bullcrap. Sleep where you want to sleep after this all goes down. Don't talk how you want to talk after this all goes down. Do what you want to do after this all goes down, but it's going down. So I definitely agree with you on that.
And the thing is, Ms. P, what happens is you have sex, even in the heat of an argument or after the heated argument or whatever, for some people, you completely forget what the hell you were arguing about, and then you realize that it didn't even really make much sense. Because
the things
that we argue about sometimes are so minute that we take away from the great things in our lives. We focus on so much other bull that, you know, we're taking away from our relationships and our time spent with those we're claiming to love. And then people keep using that word love so loosely these days. It's like everybody loves everybody. And I'm all for loving people. But when you're in an intimate relationship with someone, don't say something you don't mean. Because for some, they take it a lot more seriously than you may be giving it out. So you have to be very, very careful with that. You know, if you lust that person, it sounds weird, but you're lusting after them, tell them you're lusting after them. Shit. You know? And you don't have to be derogatory with it. You don't have to be disrespectful with it. You can let them know. At this point, you know, I really want to experience you, you know, an intimate moment with you. You know, but people, once again, they're not honest. They're not honest. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to take someone back after they were unfaithful to you, just remember Lady Twinkle says this. Shut the hell up about it. Yes, your family members are going to complain and call you stupid and do whatever they want to say and do about the situation. But if you take them back, stop bringing it up in their face every moment you get. Yes, she cheated on you, but you took her back. So shut up. Stop asking her for the details. What did he do that I didn't do? Who the hell cares? He did it? You didn't. Whatever, let's move on. You know? Ladies, if you took him back, okay, we don't care if she was skinnier than you or she got bigger titties than you or if her butt was bigger than yours. Oh, my gosh, just let it go. Maybe she didn't talk as much as you did. Maybe she didn't annoy him as much as you did. You know? Stop trying to figure out what it was about the person that lured them there. You could go about it in different ways. What is it that you need from me that I'm not giving to you? That's a different way of addressing the situation. Okay? And believe it or not, all these things, when you hold on to all these grudges and all these negativities and all these past behaviors, you know, it really does screw up your sex life. It really does.
Definitely.
And you're not getting any screw at all.
Exactly. No screw because you're screwing up. So in conclusion to everything, you know, we're just going to kind of wind it down now. So we're definitely going to have you just take the floor again and just,
okay.
You know, reiterate everything and let everybody know, you know, the do's, the don'ts, and, you know, where
okay.
they can definitely follow you and get some help if they need it or ask questions if needed.
Okay. Well, once again, the topic was when great sex goes bad. And as we said, there are many factors that play into that, from infidelity, from not knowing what the hell you're doing, from, you know, not realizing that, you know, you're incompatible, not realizing that, you know, the person that you're with probably does not have the body structure or the body type for you. Maybe things are too big. Maybe things are too small. Maybe you're just not happy with that person. And so you want to make sure that you're truthful and honest with yourself. You know, if you want to try something with your partner, you want to make sure and you're upfront about it. You want to make sure you get back, you let them know what arouses you, what makes you happy, what makes you satisfied. And then you work on getting to that point. You know, stop complaining. One of the major problems that we're having is people complain too much. You know, who cares about your body type? If for some reason when they met you, you were small and now you're big, chances are you could figure out a workout routine so that you guys get back to that place where, not necessarily where you used to be, because that may be very, very difficult, but you want to get back to a place where you have comfort, you know. Who cares about all the other little things that goes on? Be adventurous. You want to start being a lot more adventurous. And ladies, practice my 2 G's. Get on top and get crazy while you ride it home. You know, be careful with some of the things that we do orally, anally, vaginally. Make sure that it's not causing such extreme harm to your partner that they end up in the hospital. You know, and when it comes to infidelity, you want to make a very, very clear decision. If you're going to take the person back, take them back, but leave all the past in the past. And I know that's difficult to do, but nothing comes without work, all right? As far as, as most people know, I do sell adult toys, and it's a strong part of my business. And you want to make sure, incorporate some different things into your romance repertoire. You know, use enhancements, things to make, you know, tighten it up, make it bigger, make it last longer. You know, massage oils, different types of stuff like that. You want to include a lot of toys into it, from the bullet to the butterfly to, you know, anything that vibrates, shakes, or dances. Give me a call. You can always reach me, either via, you know, the Intune show, whether it be on Twitter at LadyTwinkle69, whether it's on Facebook, Natty Lady Twinkles, you know, you can find me basically anywhere. And you can also reach me at any time via text messaging or phone calls, preferably text messaging, at 347-512-8123. And definitely, if you have not done so already, get on the Intune show. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, a lot of stuff with Dr. Sue, and, you know, with Uptown 145 and everyone else on the team, that we're here to help each other out. We're here to make sure that we get the messages out to everyone out there. And so without further, you know, and be patient. Be patient, set the mood, and enjoy yourself.
Definitely. And again, if you guys wanted to get in touch with Lady Twinkles, you can reach her on Twitter at LadyTwinkle69, and we know what the 69 stands for. Well, some of us do. And if you don't, you can definitely ask her, because I'm more than sure she will let you know.
Yes, I will.
She also has a group on Facebook called Central Reconstructions. You guys can go and join that. And she updates it a couple of times a day or a few times a week, you know, just different things, different topics, and everybody comments on it. It's really fun, and it's really hot for all my little freaky freaks out there like Miss P. And she's on every other Tuesday from 7 to 8, 7 to 8:30, 7 to 9, wherever the show takes us. And we just go from there. So just stay in tune. And also you guys can log on to our website, which is www.ntuned.webs.com, and become a family member and stay in tune with Lady Twinkles, Dr. Sue, Uptown 145, and all the amazing babies that, you know, that love me and I love them back. That's part of the family. Because when you tune in with us, you're automatically family. So we're going to treat you as so, okay, at all times. And if there's ever anything we could do, keep us in tune as we will do for you. So we'll be back on the air Friday and Saturday of this week. I want you guys, you know, to have a good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Intune Show. And Lady Twinkle, do you have an idea of what your next topic is in 2 weeks, just to give them an idea?
We're gonna focus a lot on some toys. We're gonna get a little freaky with some toys.
Yay, toys!
The good, the bad, and the ugly about toys. Toys and
okay.
Novelty items.
Absolutely, and you know that's like, now I'm excited. Now I'm gonna have to go and erase some of the dates on the calendar to make it come sooner. So. So I want to thank everybody from, you know, calling in. Well, not everybody, but Joe Neckbone, we appreciate you. We will be tuning into your show. I took down all the information. If you're on Facebook, find us. If you're on Twitter, find us. We follow back. I want to thank, you know, our guest 6912 in the chat room, Felicia, as usual, and Mr. Holloway. He hates when I call him that, but, you know, I don't know, it's just a name that I gave you, okay? And I'm sticking to it. And for everybody else on the phone lines, thank you for tuning in tonight, and we hope it's not your last time. You guys have a good night. Lady Twinkles, much love, big kisses, always and forever. And as you know, I like to end the show with a track, so let's find something. Since I interviewed LaVert the other night, I'm definitely going to play one of their tracks as, you know, in celebration of them being on the show. And this one is called Hey Love by LaVert. For all those that are interested in the track, afterwards you can log on to LaVert, LeVert2.com. So that's the number 2, okay, and support and buy the track. Until next time, babies, you have a good night. Good night, Lady Twinkles.
Good night, my sweetie.
Aww.
She likes me like a fresh pair of Nikes. Says she likes the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night. Cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend it all of that weekend. Ooh. Service on the first class flight. God, she takes me there. Kiss that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said. What she said. Call me Mr.
call me Mr. Man. And if I can't do it, nobody can.
Oh, yeah. She knows exactly.